From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Prisons in the Gulf South are notorious for civil rights violations and overcrowding. Alabama and Mississippi prisons have been under federal scrutiny in recent years by the U.S. Justice Department. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen delves into the failure of Alabama's system in her new podcast. She spoke with the Gulf States Newsroom's Brittany Brown, who offers perspective from Mississippi.
Tell me more about your podcast. I mean, you've been reporting on this for like months now, right?
Yeah, I have. really years, because I've been following it since the DOJ released its report. So the podcast is called Deliberate Indifference, which comes from a legal term that is used throughout, you know, rulings on the prison system, and the DOJ uses it. And the idea is that the state is deliberately indifferent to the unconstitutional conditions inside its prisons, to the violence among incarcerated people. The podcast is 7 episodes, and it's really bookended by the DOJ involvement and the state's response to it, because prisons are really hard to know what's going on inside. And so these reports just, they really add a lot of clout to what people are saying inside prison. Tell me about what's been going on lately in Mississippi regarding prisons and prison conditions.
So the Department of Justice opened an investigation in February 2020 into 4 Mississippi prisons, including Parchman. And the Department of Justice just published the report outlining the results of the investigation in April. And it's about a 60-page report that goes so in-depth into how Parchman has, over the past few years and historically, violated prisoners' constitutional rights by not providing access to mental health care, medical health care, not keeping them safe from other forms of violence from other prisoners, overusing and misusing solitary confinement. And that's just one published report. The DOJ still has to publish 3 other reports from the 3 other prisons that it's investigating here in Mississippi. We may be seeing a lawsuit come down on MDOC, some type of federal intervention. I know there was a similar result for prisons in Alabama, right?
Yes. The situation in Alabama is very similar. In 2019, the Department of Justice released the findings of its investigation. The DOJ found rampant violence and sexual assault among men incarcerated in the facilities. It laid out, you know, really in horrific detail, stories of men getting attacked, raped, murdered inside prison, and a lack of response, a lack of attention by prison officials, by prison staff. But then fast forward, 2020, the Department of Justice released another report, part of the same investigation. And this one was about excessive use of force by staff. It detailed incidents of officers beating men while they were handcuffed. And then it detailed the deaths of 2 men who were killed by correctional officers in 2019. And then at the end of 2020, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit. So the DOJ ended up suing Alabama 1.5 years after that first report in April of 2019. This is Hassani Jennings. He's been in prison for nearly 30 years. You know, this is from the podcast, and he is, you know, talking about this, the report, the DOJ report, and sort of what it meant when it came out.
We know that change needed to happen, and we felt like it would be a catalyst to make something, you know, happen. You know, we sit here and we see the problems and we live through the problems, but it's like, you know, it doesn't make a difference. We don't have a voice to you know, cause any positive change. So when the report came out, everybody was most guys were excited because, you know, it seemed like it was an opportunity for the public to see and for the public to instigate the change where we didn't have the means to from the inside.
It's been a lot of the same response here in Mississippi from prisoners and from loved ones of prisoners. I talked to a man in one prison in Mississippi. He asked me not to disclose where he's at or his name. And I asked him about the DOJ report about Parchman and if what's outlined in the report, if that's, you know, things that he's been seeing, experiencing, hearing about since he's been incarcerated in Mississippi. And he said, absolutely. He said, these things have been going on since he entered prison.
A lot of this stuff can be changed if they had the proper manpower, if they had the proper staff. Not only the fact of the staff shortage, but you got plenty of the staff that might not even care. So out of the few that they do have, out of that few, it's a percentage that don't care. So far as surviving, the only way to really survive is you have to really want to change, and you have to accept so much. You got to go through so much in the state of Mississippi.
That was the Gulf States Newsroom's Brittany Brown and WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen speaking about prisons in Mississippi and Alabama. The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WBHM, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WWNO in New Orleans.